Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Yud Ches and Masechta Shkalim. The topics we learned about include: the Gemara will discuss how the Klei HaMikdash were laid out in the Heichel, including the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach HaZav. We'll also discuss the extra 10 Menorahs that Shlomo HaMelech brought into the Beis HaMikdash. The last Mishnah in the Perek will discuss the 13 Shofars, the Kupay Tzedakah that were in the shape of a Shofar, and we'll explore the usages for each of the individual Kupay. Some Mekitums and concepts we learned about include Bereira. Brera is the concept of making something contingent upon events that have not yet taken place. For example, making a sale conditional on something that will happen only tomorrow. It is a machlokes in the Gemara and in Halacha as well, if yesh brera, which would retroactively validate such a conditional action, or ein brera, and such an action would be rendered invalid. Levaina. Levaina was a type of spice that was placed on top of most karbonis mincha, and then sacrificed on the Mizbeach. 2 spoons of Levaina were also placed in between the 2 maraches of the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan La'askar Lefnei Hashem. Batei Avos. All the families of Kahanim are divided into 24 Mishmaris, or groups, each of which serves in the Beis HaMikdash for 1 week at a time, which means that each Mishmar will serve for at least 2 weeks out of the year. Every Mishmar is further divided into 6 Batei Avos, with each one serving on a different day of the week. On Shabbos, the Kahanim of all the Batei Avos perform the Avodah together.